Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Well, you've given a delight to the world and to especially Christians and especially to Christian men. And you've had many new friends made, haven't you, over this book, because it is so exceptional.
And I do know when I read it, I do know that this is not me, that it's him. He did this. This is his. This
his
is masterfully
story.
Him.
It's not your story of him. It's his story of you.
Yep,
is that
yep.
what
that,
you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, it's his, yeah.
His view
yep,
of you.
Absolutely. Going rigid in trauma.
And doesn't that make you feel exquisitely loved?
I do. I feel absolutely loved.
And that's the fruit of being willing to go this path.
Yeah.
And have your fit with God. And
I was touched sovereignly. Mm-hmm. He reached down and touched me. You know, the wonderful Michelangelo, where, you know, the creation of man and God's touching Adam and has Eve tucked up underneath his wing, and that's just the two fingers. And I realized, oh my gosh, that is a sovereign touch. That's exactly what he's doing to all of us. He's looking to touch us like that in the core of our life. And I want to know his touch. I have to know his touch. And because I had to know his touch, he did. He touched me, and then he gave me the book to be able to express and reveal that touch in others. Because it's not like you just read my story in here. This is an interactive book, totally. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is not a book sell. Mm-hmm. This is a gift that I want to be offered to the world. One more time.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I looked for how to end this book. John, you've ended it with quotes of great men. But I love this scripture, Psalm 14:2. The Lord has looked down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. And I want to say to you, thank you, John. You are one of that one that seeks after God and honors him. And you've written a book of honoring him.
Mm.
And I'm so proud of it for his sake.
Here's a Spurgeon quote. Men will allow God to be everywhere but on his throne. When God ascends his throne, his creatures gnash their teeth.
Who said that?
Spurgeon.
Oh.
And it is. It's true. To do the work of accepting his sovereignty is huge. He exists before anything was made, and now everything finds its completion in him. That's Colossians 1:17 in the TPT. Passion's really cool. I love the Passion. Yeah, here. This is about, as I say, juicing my finger off is one of such example. I discovered that the road to knowing God is fraught with more challenges than comfort. but he will be known. He will be known. Absolutely. So I invite everybody to go, and if you don't have this book, to go and check it out. It's really a treat. I did want to let you know that we have, we're finishing up the storehouse. I know that I've been saying that. The actual insides, the lights, everything is done. The only thing is remaining is I have to get the addition painted and the garage door, which is hopefully coming in on February 14th to the 15th. And then we're going to get the shelving in there and get all the books in there. And we're going to start ordering books. We're going to get the Overcoming Self-Hatred book. that is available on Kindle. We're finally going to get that one in print. The Overcoming Anxiety, which is my next one that we're going to get both in Kindle and print. We're going to start on the series, The Sword, from the Overcomer series. We've got The Word on the Way. I've got the one called His Will Alone, about how to know the will of God and its many benefits. And we just got a lot going on. Martha's been working on the sequel to The Joy Unequal to Being Nothing, which has been absolutely an amazing booklet that has gone out and just flown out. But we needed basically this building to be done, because I didn't want to have to move these books and booklets that are coming in, move them twice and three times. So we're waiting for that to be complete, and we're going to get, you know, then they'll just be delivered directly here and we'll be good. So that's what we're waiting on. It looks by the end of the month that should all be done. And we'll be underway. Once I get the garage door up and start getting the shelving and everything in, I'm going to go ahead and get the order put through, to get those in and to get those, ready. I got to call the gentleman this week, to do the booklets. And, I've really enjoyed working with him, and so I'm looking forward to getting back in touch with him and get those done. So we have things that are on the way and coming, and so if you would stand with us and pray about those, that would be absolutely wonderful. I'm going to do a video or two coming up here with the storehouse and the new addition, and because the walls are all up, it's just not painted yet on the addition part. And the building finally is the size that it needed to be. So I'm very, very pleased about that. And the Home Depot-like shelving, you know, where we're going to have the pallet jack lifting and have all the books on pallets and stuff like that, it's going to be real special to have that done. So we just need your prayers and looking forward to your support to just kind of uphold us as we get this all done. And thank you for everything that you have done in praying for us prior and previously, because it has been pretty incredible. You wanted to say something? So we bless you and we love you, and we will be getting all this out for you very soon.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.